This is a little out of character for you to do this right now, so I'm going to take my glasses off. Today marks the 10-year anniversary of Harry and the Fathers. We did a show in our parents' backyard to 6 people, and then decided to keep doing more shows, and we were playing in libraries and basements and bookstores all around the world. And we're real excited to be here at Planet Express, part of a great community that has supported us through the years and been lots of good friends. So, thank you.
This one goes out to all of our friends here, and I think we're ready to start, right?
Yeah, we're starting. The glasses are on now. Well, all right! Who here tonight feels like a human being? Who here feels like a wizard? My name is Harry Potter.
My name is Harry Potter.
We're Harry and the Potters.
When I was a baby, the teacher left me on the doorstep of my extended family. And when I was a baby, a giant took me on a flying motorcycle ride. When I was a baby, a crazy lady looked into a crystal ball and saw a prophecy. And when I was a baby, an evil wizard, he tried to kill me. I was just a fucking baby.
Sing it with us.
I was just a fucking baby. I was just a fucking baby.
Once more.
I was just a fucking baby. Real fat, yeah, he makes my life a sad state. Well, the Dursleys are my guardians. They are so mean and evil. If only I had some magic powers, surely I could make them tremble.
Can we get a tremble here? Whoa.
Four trivet drives. Here's where I lay my head. I wish that I could go to another place instead.
That guy's always showing up in the weirdest places. So it's about our first Christmas at Hogwarts.
I don't want to go home for Christmas this year. I don't want to see my family. I just want to stay at school for this winter break. I just want to stay at school with my best friend. Oh, can I just explain this legend? Ron's mom sent him a nice package of presents. big sweater. I got a mysterious gift from my dead dad. It was an invisibility.
Really makes us feel good. You know, we grew up as orphans because Voldemort killed our parents. We talked about that earlier. But, you know, like, since we didn't grow up in the wizard world, you know, when we did finally enter the wizard world, there's a lot of things about it that didn't really make sense. And even after living as wizards for a number of years now, there's still a few things that we don't understand, like why.
My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. My wand only costs 7 galleons. It doesn't seem like much. No, it seems like a bargain.
Well, how does Ollivander stay in business? How does Ollivander stay in business? How does Ollivander stay in business when there's only so many kids? There's always so many kids. There's always so many kids. Who buy the wands? There's only so many.
It's like 10 galleons for a unicorn hair, 7 galleons for a brand new one, 10 galleons for a unicorn hair. That's -3 to Ollivander. Do the math, -3 to Ollivander. My wand only costs 7 galleons, my wand only costs 7 galleons, my wand only costs 7 galleons. It doesn't seem like much, no, it seems like a bargain. If it ain't cheap, it ain't punk, right? Wands. Wands.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ghost Cedric on the drums.
He's not here to haunt you. He's not here to scare you. Ooh. He's not here to say boo. He just wants to say,
bring my body back.
He's not here to haunt you. He's not here to scare you. He's not here to say boo. He just wants to say, bring my body back.
Go Cedric on the drums. We're the Tri-Wizard Champions. Thank you.
Churchill's favorite band.
Yeah. Number one fan. Weird love triangle with a ghost. All right, this one's brand new.
Such an attentive audience. Thank you.
Put a spell on them. It's summer, we can't use magic. We'll go to jail.
I want to tell you guys how much I like being here. Because
the vibe I get in this room is as if we're in our own room of requirement, you know? Where whatever we want to be real is real right here. And that's the way that we can make the realities that we have in our heads into realities right here in our own world. And that's why Planet X Fest is important. Because that's how we shape our own world in the image that we dream of. So thank you guys for being here. Because, you know, we've been up against Voldemort for a while now. And there's a few things that we've learned, you know. We've learned there are powers out there that Voldemort fails to understand, you know. Like the power of a mother's love for her magical baby son, am I right? Or how about the power of friendship, you know? Like that contained in the awesomely magical trio of Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, and Hermione Granger, Horcrux Destroying Machine, Hogwarts Class of 98. And then there's the power that brought us all here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about the power of rock and roll! You see, there's magic in what we're doing here tonight. I believe in that magic, but Voldemort, he doesn't even know that it exists. So we have the advantage here tonight, but it's only what we make of it. So we need to sing our hearts out, we need to sweat, we need to dance, we need to feel alive, because that's why we came here, right? So I want to know, are you ready to go on a magical journey with us? Are you ready to go down deep into the belly of Hogwarts with us? Because I ain't talking about no basement. No, I ain't talking about no sub-basement. When I say basement, you say no. I ain't talking about no basement.
No.
I ain't talking about no sub-basement.
No.
I ain't talking about no sub-sub-basement.
No.
I ain't talking about no nuclear bomb shelter crazy down below the ground earth basement.
No.
You know, we're going so far down that it is only accessible via ancient plumbing channels. And even then, you've got to know the password. So can I get a hiss from everyone here tonight?
All right.
Well, I want to know, are you scared to walk through the hallways? Are you worried that the spiders run away? Are you petrified of being petrified? And are we going to have to save school again?
We got to save school easily from the basilisk. We got to save the school of love that I see before us. We got to save school easily from the basilisk. Out.
Check the level of magic here tonight. Magic check. Very magical sounds. All right. Can I get a thestral check? I want to check on the safety here. The thestrals, there's too many. It could be a problem. Thestral check. All right, not that many. Because, see, thestrals, they're really hard to see unless you know death like I do. Yeah. Certainly ghost-centric this. So. Not too much too soon, yeah. Anyway, this one's about riding destrals. I climb onto your skin and back!
Stuff, guys. Hey, what did I say when Hedwig flew into my face? Ow. Hey, you guys know where puppies go to learn magic? Dog warts. Yeah. Hey, you know which one of my best friends has really bad allergies? Ron Sneasley. Hey, did you know that ghost mice went to magic school once? They learned a bunch of spells, yeah. They learned the incantation to get people to throw up the chunks. Yeah. Hey, where do tadpoles go to learn magic? Pollywog warts. Frog warts is for advanced degrees, yeah. Hey, do you know which one of my best friends is a really good basketball player? LeBron Weasley.
Played on the same team as Shaq and Shaq.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Dark Lord's new line of cosmetic products? Aveda Kedavra? Experimental German filmmakers go to learn magic? Werner Herzog warts? So just think it's over here. Hey, did you know what's the summoning charm that ghost mice use when they want to meet a bunch of elephants? Up the trunks. Ghost mice don't need cell phones. They make free phone calls on Skype, free phone calls on Skype, free phone calls on Skype.
time do we have left? We're gonna play a bunch of fun songs, but this one's about murder instead. This one's about a girl at school. We'll be right back. house tonight, say oh yeah. All the wizards in the house tonight, say oh yeah. I said all the wizards in the house tonight, say oh yeah. And all the punks in the house tonight, say fuck yeah. Alright. I'm Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter.
So is this song.